Blog Talk Radio. Rolling sevens, I ain't ready for no coffee. I know y'all love it when the drugs talking, but shut the fuck up when you hear love talking. Shut the fuck up when you hear love talking. If God be the source, then I am the plug talking. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. This my undisputed truth. Uh-huh. My life is like forbidden fruit. My bitch know better than I do. A woman's worth. I barely went to church. I'd rather fast with you than fuck it up. Fucking with skirts, cause I'm rational. A nigga still gon' be a nigga. Emoji heart, my family pictures. Two-stepping away from rappers. I don't trust that true intention. I'm not in the music business. I've been in the human business. Whole life been social distance. Hoes like when you not tripping. I ducked the party. Who said they saw me? Crown on by Molly. Wrist on your gun. They gon' judge your life for a couple likes on a double tap. Them hoes is sorry. They all get body. I bless it that you have an open heart. I bless that you forgive. I bless it that you can learn from a loss. I bless it that you heal. I bless one day that you attract somebody with your mind exact. A patient life. Flaws bless them twice, and they'll bless you back. It be torn and I'm walking. Rolling sevens, I ain't ready for no coffee. I know y'all love it when you start talking, but shut the fuck up when you hear love talking. Shut the fuck up when you hear love talking. God be the source and I am the plug talking. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Yeah. I love when it's hard to your soul, but my nigga left his ass on the road. Got to spend by some shit you don't know. Are you home? For sure. I hate it here. Every daddy still on my phone. I hate it here. Asking if I've been on the prowl. I hate it here. If you keep lurking on the low, if you a fan, let me know. Now if it's love, I deserve to get some hair on the balcony. Sometimes, sometimes. And if I feel where your heart can be, you still be a part of me.
I cannot conform.
I just might love you still. Just think I love me more. It ain't love if you gon' judge me for my past. No, it ain't love if you ain't ever eat my ass. It ain't love if you just only top me down because you see me in my bed. That's why I'm into everyone before they mad. Yeah.
Keep me torn and I'm walking.
Rolling sevens, I ain't ready for no coffee. I know y'all love it when the stars talk, but shut the fuck up when you hear love talking. Shut the fuck up when you hear love talking. God be the source and I am the plug talking. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Yo, yo, telekinesis, I'm purifying these deep speeches. While I'm crying, I clean the feet of the sweet Jesus. Dreams, visions get blurrier, the Elohim is light. It's known to tear retinas in a single gleam. Shut the fuck up when you hear his love talking. To the mind is God's cipher, divine in a small portion. Faded pictures, this global madness, the intervention. This world's in the twilight zone. This is the fifth dimension. God, please blow the whistle, we need an intermission. My good deeds in front of your door. I'm standing by the entrance with heavy baggage, my brother's ashes. I seen tragic, I did dirt, smack death and held it to that nigga cabbage. Love, we killing greed, we killing homelessness. And now I don't give a fuck about this land, I want ownership. Bow your head for just God's sake. Listen what the stars say, when I say it's God's way.
Tippy torn and I'm a walking. Rolling sevens, I ain't ready for no coffee. I know y'all love it when the drugs talking, but shut the fuck up when you hear love talking. Shut the fuck up when you hear love talking. If God be the source, then I am the plug talking. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
Peace and blessings. Peace and blessings. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, the Epiphany Show. Tonight we have your hosts, King Atterbury and Queen Simmons, right here on the For Real Network. I mean, tonight we about to get busy, and we're just having technical difficulties right now, so just bear with us.
Hey. I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we hear you, Queen.
Okay. Thank you for letting me know. I did not realize that I was muted. So, can we take it from the top?
Take it from the top, Queen.
All right. I wanted to start off by sharing this piece by James Baldwin called The Giver. For Bertus. If the hope of giving is to love the living, the giver risks madness in the act of giving. Some such lessons I seem to see in the faces that surrounded me. Needy and blind, unhopeful, unlifted. What gift would give them the gift to be gifted? The giver is no less adrift than those who are clamoring for the gift. If they cannot claim it, if it is not there, if their empty fingers beat the empty air, and the giver goes down on his knees in prayer, knows that all of his giving has been for naught, and that nothing was ever what he thought, and turns in his guilty bed to stare at the starving multitude standing there, and rises from bed to curse at heaven, he must yet understand that to whom much is given, much will be taken, and justly so. I cannot tell how much I owe. And that is The Giver by James Baldwin. I am very sorry for the technical difficulties. Good evening, kings and queens. Welcome to Epiphany's Radio's King and Queen's Quarters of For Real Entertainment Network. And as you've heard, that's my co-host, King Atterbury, and I'm your host, Queen Simmons. Hey, King, how are you?
I'm feeling good tonight. You know what I'm saying? What's goody with you, Queen?
I am just fine, all present circumstances excluded.
It's all good.
I want to leave a dial-in number for anyone that's reaching out online and who'd like to join the show. Just remember that number is 319-527-6300. And just hit the number one to enter the host queue and to be heard. And also, while I have the moment, I would like to take a moment to shout out our CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. Hey, our benevolent benefactor, Raw Links, why be average when you can be raw? Are you rocking yours tonight, King?
Of course, definitely. Always on deck with that word.
For sure. All right, now, how about we get this party rolling? You want to start us off with a little piece?
Start off with a piece. All right, now.
The mic is yours.
All right, this piece I titled Between the Moon and the Sun. What I hold dear to me is my dying love for you. Sometimes I do not know if it means the same to you. Believe what I express, it's a release from under chest. In these toss and turn days and many nights, I'm a mess. Dreams of weird places and faceless women around. Image of myself sitting down dressed like a clown. Am I a fool falling in love with the thought of possibility? My apologies to self is killing the inner side of me. Two shots of Bacardi, the same type my mom used to drink. Back up his blackberry brandy choice my father used to help him think. Lowering the temperature in my home on a thermostat. Absorbing these abstract vibes from multiple artist tracks. Now I'm sitting in my car, it's the evening watching the stars. Parked at the bay, there's no waves, I'm so appalled. Then my phone go off, it's a message from outer source. Hug and kiss emojis with a note for me of thoughts. Stating if I am patient and do not mind waiting. We can enjoy a situation and then have a celebration. So I smile and adjust myself in my seat just to think. Unlock my door and get outside, walk on the sand as my shoes sink. Inhaling the salt air as my mental become clear. Yet wondering, is this true, or do I need to beware? Skeptical of what I just read, do my feelings get involved? Could this be all right, or is it a blind man's song? So I pray and meditate until the time is on its way. For now I walk my heart to a face of open space. Do good guys finish last? Am I a victim of my past? Nah, I've been reinventing myself upon another path. Allowing dreams to become a reality of what's to be. Feeling free and happy is a beautiful melody. When I receive the call to go outside the norm, it will be well. Then I could sing a written poem and have a story to tell. King.
Oh, come through, come through. Come on, let's come on now.
Thank you, Queen. I appreciate that.
Love that. Love that. Really do. Sorry,
no,
it's a great
no
way to start the show off. Thank you for kicking it off for us.
No doubt, Queen. You already know. And I know you got something in the chamber for us.
Do I have something in the chamber? Okay. I went back to this piece. I was just thinking of that song, Shut the F Up When You Hear Love Talk. And,
yeah,
you know,
dope.
Thinking about the topic. Yeah. This Kendrick Lamar Purple Heart. But, yeah. All right. I'm going to read this piece.
All right. The mic is yours.
Placid here on the surface of this kiss. It's a lake with no wind. It's an eternity etched in goose flesh skin. It's urgently easy here. A relentless surrender to the warmth of another sun, to the tide of a new moon. Here is a dope poem with no ending. Water with no bottom too deep to dive in. Here's me, clay pliable for the first time in forever. Here is satiated hunger for unfamiliar foods and truths too juicy for as juicy as forbidden fruit. It's so tranquil here on the surface of this moment, this easy skin river, this melding so perfect, so purple like my favorite color and fresh bruises. It's like knowing something unfamiliar. It's in my guts. So my skin like your scent. It's in my dreams. It's on your hands. It's on my mind. It's in your hands here. It's in my face. It's in your beard like my fingers. It's somewhere between before, ever, and after. And it exists for an eternity that is so, so easy. I could live on the surface of it forever. Like hope lives on a dandelion puff wish. Here is me. Here is you. Flesh. Perfect, giving and taking in equal measure. Here is neither greedy nor gracious. Here is yes to everything and no to forgetting. Here is tattooed behind my eyelids and emblazoned in my skin. It's a saccharine tinge left on my lips. Here nothing is forbidden and all is light, sun and feather. Here is flight on the surface of a moment, calm and thin. There is a power in this moment. With no ending, I begin. It's placid here on the surface of this kiss. And that's that piece.
Ooh-wee. I see you. I see you.
Thank you.
You always come with them hot pieces on that. You just wrote that tonight.
I appreciate it. Huh?
You just wrote that tonight.
Nah, I wrote this a little while ago. I wrote this a while ago. Yeah. A special moment.
I know. I'm just messing with you. Oh man, you be blazing.
I don't have that gift.
We getting, hey, we getting mm-hmm. started off tonight, huh?
Yes, we are. So how about we bring in some of these callers? What do you think?
True fact.
My wonderful
bring
guests.
Them in.
Not just callers, they are our guests. Bring them into the royal quarters. One second.
Yeah, let's get it.
Good evening, Poetic, and welcome to the Kings and Queens quarters. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. How are you doing tonight, Queen Simmons and King Atterbury?
What's going on, my brother?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Feeling good.
Good, good. Yes. I'm digging the vibe, man. I'm digging the vibe of the show, the music, the poetry. Man, y'all starting it out right tonight.
Thank you, and welcome.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
I see you there.
Always, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, so the topic of tonight is breathing and living life. So what's your perspective on that poetically, Mr. Poetic?
Absolutely. Poetically, I wrote a piece called Breathing and Living.
Oh, okay. So when you're ready, the mic is all yours.
Thank you. How am I supposed to breathe in what's free when I have to live with hatred for the color of my skin? We want to keep on living, but you want us to stop breathing. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Sound familiar? We can't even live while being black. Sound familiar? Iced tea and Skittles is what took me out. It was a bullet when I was minding my own business. But you hold your head high and doubt. Racism isn't a thing of the past. It is a thing of the past. Sleeping and unarmed says differently, but not so fast. I see this non-melanated individual gets taken without incident to stand trial and dig this, he says he's innocent. After recording himself in a live stream, recreate video game scenarios, but you don't hear me though. Maybe if I get a little indignant, hellified, ignorant, you know what, you ask me. Better yet, you'll just shout, I feel threatened for my life. Tell me, what is that about? I'm the one breathing and living with a target on my skin. I wake up every day praying, will it ever end? You have no argument from me that all lives matter. But show me how you believe that's true when your bullets just scatter. Oh, I'm living. I just wonder how long I'm going to be breathing. How will my heart stop beating? When will my lungs stop inflating? Will I bleed out on the pavement? If so, by whose hands? Law enforcement? Or another brother looking for a come up? At my life's expense, yeah, that's a close runner up. Maybe I'll be minding my business. Shopping to take care of my family is useless. Useless to think that I would stop living because of natural causes. Maybe my last breath from a chokehold before I grew nauseous. Either way, one thing will not change. I'm going to be a chocolate melaninated brother using my voice to rearrange the sadistic thinking that you are superior. Judging by your actions, you think we are inferior. We built this damn country. Now you want to slaughter me and everyone else that looks like me? Just know this, we definitely fight back. We are not our ancestors, but we are definitely black. And that's that piece.
You know what? Oh, my goodness.
Ooh.
Jeez. Wow.
That was dope, bro.
That was deep. That was deep, and that
Thank
was
you.
Dope.
Thank you. I appreciate
For sure.
it. Appreciate
it. Waha.
I know that when King comes up with the topics, sometimes I'm like, you can come at that from a lot of different ways. I didn't expect that way, but it's so vital. It's so vital, and it's so, you brought such a raw perspective to it. That was really dope. That was a great piece. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I love that. Word up.
Thank you.
Sure.
It. Thank you for inspiring with your topic.
Welcome, brothers.
Yes. All King's doing. All right. All right, Poetic. Thank you so much for that piece. Before we let you go, you want to let us know what you have going on in the Epiphany Universe?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, join me and J-Rob, the wise son, this coming Thursday for the Get Down. And then you can catch me in the Inspiration Factory on Sunday with your host, Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. King and Queen, back to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Can't wait. Can't wait. You guys always have dope shows. All right, well,
exactly.
Poetic, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to turn you over to King.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
Brother Poe, go back, go on back there, man. Enjoy a sweet, nice time with that beautiful calendar.
Yeah, man. You know, it's early. It's early in the week, and I'm so glad that I get to get a hold of her on Monday and Wednesday. So, hey, thank you, Kalinda, baby. I'm coming.
All right.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one. One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our brother Poetic, aka Van Meadows, taking the stage and ripping it down. And Breeze thinks we're really tired of saying that, but it needs to be said.
Hey, he knocked it down, as always, you know what I'm saying? He be in the zone.
For sure, for sure. All right. Are you ready to bring in our next caller, King?
True facts.
Facts, all right. Area code 405.
I'm guessing.
Okay, we'll come back to you. All right, now. I guess we'll come back to whoever that was.
Yeah, I don't know who that was, but.
What?
We can proceed.
Sometimes you catch
next
people
call.
Off guard. Yes, we'll come back to you, sweetheart. No problem. Okay. So the next caller up is La Perla Negra. Good evening, Diva.
Hey, King and Queen. I'm in the King and Queen's quarters. What's happening, beautiful black people?
La Perla Negra.
Hey, welcome.
Y'all know
what's
I'm bored, right?
It's all right. It's all right. Did you
I'm
make it out
there? When I'm under the influence, I'm a happy under the influence people.
Okay. All right.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
Yo, I'm telling you, right.
Feel good to feel good. You know what I mean?
What's good? What's good, y'all?
Everything is everything. Just breathing and living life,
right.
You know?
That's right.
That's right. That's right. Y'all got me wanting to go feel the breeze of the trees for real while I blow my tree. I just want to sit up against it and cross my feet and just feel the wind. Okay, that ain't my piece. I'm just talking.
I know. I know the other night you said that you were a hippie, but that is definitely proving your point. That's
how
like
I Man, I love to feel the earth under my feet. I really do. But
yes.
I gotta give a shout out to Van. You went in the night, boy. You standing up.
Oh my gosh, did he though? I was like, bam, bam, bam.
Right. I was like, yo, okay.
Right.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
That really was. Oh my goodness, blew the mic up. So, like we said, the topic is breathing and living life. You have a piece that
all
you'd
right,
like to share with us tonight on that topic?
I do. This is a piece that I did for another show. And I hope they don't take offense to me changing my words around. And maybe they won't figure out what show it was from. Maybe they will. But, you know, I'm going to show it.
Well,
are
you
ready
to
like
all right, the mic is yours, sweetheart.
Thank you, thank you. All right, so this is titled Ain't Nothing Like a Melanated Man.
Mm.
Ain't nothing like a melanated man. That rich, sweet, chocolate melanin. And a plethora of hues, no doubt. Covered in liquid gold that's been kissed by the sun. Though some would choose to downplay the good, positive qualities of him, even try to distort and destroy his beautiful existence by using a derogatory term, nigga. the mild disparagement softened by society to think that it's acceptable because you are the antithesis of their contentment. But I could never address you as anything but such a worthy truth of king, emperor, God. Oh, goodness, my God. Let's face it, ain't nothing like a melanated man, where others may seek protection from and burn. No other skin was designed to naturally reflect harmful rays while simultaneously drawing in nutritional vitamins all from the sunlight. It's an all-natural delight. See, I believe the mold you were cast from was constructed from the heart of the stars. It just shines so naturally. Maybe that's why they envy. Oh, and by the way, if you didn't know, me being a melanated, complexed sister doesn't bias my words. It just gives me an innate, inside, natural truth. And it don't get no better than that. Because when we blend, mix, love in that physical and intimacy, the endless stream of not being able to tell where yours begins and mine ends is simply nature naturally occurring. It's such a beautiful thing. Yet you remain the most despised and envied by man of all races. Barely kept uplifted with positive phrases and affirmations by your own community and family. Yet your presence demands attention in any room you grace. I salute you. I love you. And I will always remind you, you are my king. When the angels saw God forming you from Mother Earth's clay, they said, oh, ain't nothing like a melanated man. And that's that piece.
Yo.
I know.
Oh, I'm like, tingly
right
that
now.
One off. Mm. Oh, my God. That was the ultimate salute. That was beautiful.
It definitely was. Appreciate that. Love the black woman when she salutes the king.
Yes. Oh, LaPerla. That's
more important, LaPerla.
For sure. Oh, my gosh.
Love that piece.
Thank you so much for that beautiful piece. I hope all of the fellas out there heard that, because that needs to be circulated, that kind of love and those affirmations. Just beautiful. Very beautiful.
We heard that.
So LaPerla Negra, before we let you go, if you're still with us, you want to let us know what you have going on in the Epiphany universe?
Absolutely. Alternating Saturday nights with Poetic, I am one half host of Poetic Therapy, and I co-host with Stan the Man Phillips, that awesome mountain man. And that's a place where you can come relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Every Wednesday night at 9, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone. That's right, I said erotic. I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. V.I.P. The topic is up in the air as usual. Ain't nothing changed but the beginning of the name. That's it. But I'm pretty sure whatever we come up with, y'all gonna love it. So y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the erotic love zone. Back to you, my liege.
Oh. All right now. I'm feeling right. Special up in here. Thank you for that. You are so delightful. Thank you, Perla Negra. I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
All right. So King is going to escort you over to the lounge. King, are you ready?
No doubt, no doubt. I'm sorry we don't have beverages back there, no hors d'oeuvres and food, but we got good, great music going. So you can join Brother Poe back there with Kalinda and just have a nice time hearing the rest of these poets fit that nice, nice lyrics. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. Thank you. One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, La Perla Negra, Epiphany's Own. Thank you for that piece. That was an amazing shout out to the fellas. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Definitely felt that. And when I, you know what I mean, that was dope. That was fly. She really laid it down with that.
She sure did. And I think it's only going to get even more because our next caller to take the mic is the man himself. I'm going to bring him on. Let's see. Well, talk about break. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening and welcome.
Hey, what it do? What it do? What it do? Baby,
what
baby.
Up? What up?
Yes.
What's going on, King and Queen?
We chilling up in the building.
We sure are.
Hey.
Just breathing and living life. That's the topic of the night. How are you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling really good. Feeling good. You know, it's a great night for poetry. I love the topic, you know.
Okay.
And I love the way, I have to say, I love the way the program, the vibration that the program started off with.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that. And we appreciate the love. If we didn't give him a moment to introduce himself. This is none other than author Larry Modax, a.k.a. For Real, the poet. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Baby.
Hey, it's an honor to be here. I'd like to say much love to the poets before me. They really took their socks off up in here tonight, you know?
Yes, indeed.
They really
yes,
did.
Indeed.
I love the energy. It is good.
Right. And I love the way that the topics seem to be able to come at from different perspectives. I just love the way that's happening. It's like one punch after the other from completely different parts of the hemisphere of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Yeah.
Hey.
Well, I know that you're going to bring us something that's going to, we know how you do. That's what I'm going to say. We know how you do, boss man.
Hey. Hey, what y'all do knowing what I do? How y'all be doing? Don't be acting like Ben. Knowing my way, I'm doing it. I do my do.
You do. You come through it.
Well.
Come through with the socks off, and it all goes down from there.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna take your topic from a different angle. Breathing, and loving life, or is it living life?
Living life.
Okay.
Loving life, but it is.
I'll take it further. I'll take it a little further about life. So,
all right. When you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you, love. This piece is titled Love Making. Love Making. I'm kissing my thoughts, the ones I'm having and the ones that I may have. I'm deep throating them. Making all kinds of love in them, all kinds, going all in and thinking the Most High for every single minute as I passionately kiss my thoughts while making love. making love. I said while making love to life. Love making. Make love to life. Kiss it. Touch it. Allow its brilliance to brush upon your skin. Let its breath heal what's ailing. Lay your head on its chest and listen to its heartbeat within. Share in its vibration. Enjoy the many tantalizing sensations erupt from within. Feel that? That's your soul moaning. Let it happen. Let it happen. Drip. Let its magic happen. Overflow. Allow that hot lava to flow. Let it go. Like cool running streams can't be controlled. Let go. Let nature work. Good it is on this side of the dirt. Worth living. Laughing, loving, God is good, believe in something, weeping willows weep, don't just live, live in abundance, you only get one life, hold it, kiss it, touch it, feel it, drip, let it, make it drip, make love to it, stick your beak in it, you know them pens we use to write with as writers, stick that in it. Let your ink drip. Get it pregnant. Turn on some neo-soul music. Slow jam to it. Shit. Sing to it. Long ago. And oh, so far away. I fell in love with you. Life. Before the second show, and your guitar, and you sound so sweet and clear, but you're not really here. It's just the radio. Epiphany. Make the room spin. Swirl it, then dip it. Use it. Don't allow it to go stagnant. Grab it by the hand and on one knee propose to it. Your soliloquies and I do's to it. Get nasty. Do it, spasms, have them long and traumatic, till the nature in you subsides, touch it, kiss it, hug it, hold it with a tight grip, make love to it, make love to life, don't let it do you, grab its wrist, bend it over and you do it, volcano, let that hot lava flow and as the steam permeates, take life. And look it in the face and hold it, hold on to it, passionate, lightly stroking it until those waves subside in the coolness of that pool you've been swimming in. Engulf yourself in the fullness of it. It's life. Make it your wife, your friend, your significant other, your husband. Don't just cheat on it. Just don't cheat on it, 'cause life can be a bitch. Let us not forget that it's karma's first cousin, and karma don't play that shit. Make love to life. Make it drip. Then take to the sky on a natural high, loving you more to the day I die. Take to the sky on a natural high, loving you. Life, new life, make love to it, make it drip, breathe it, live it, love it. New life, for real, in peace.
Damn.
started it off. I'm kissing my thoughts. I knew. And then I had to keep reminding myself that this is life that this man is talking about. And how you want to,
yes.
how viscerally you would like to enjoy life. That was fantastic.
Don't
I was only laughing. I don't know if you can hear
make
me.
Make love
that was
to
fantastic.
It. Make love
yes.
to it. I'm saying.
Yes.
Kiss it. Hug it. Touch it. Be a part of it. Let's go. Let's go.
He said, don't
baby,
just
baby.
Live in abundance. Yes.
Yeah.
That was
take
everything about that did it for
me. Put your big toe in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's right.
Yes. Yeah. I know that's right. I love it.
That was definitely
thank
dope.
You thank you so much for that dopeness. Yes, it was.
Well,
that was
thank
amazing.
You. The both of you thank
definitely
you,
made it out.
For sure. Ooh.
Thank you, queen.
I know you poke your head out of, you poke your head out of retirement every now and again and bless us with and remind us what you are capable of, and we thank you each and every time to remind us to step up our pen.
No,
thank you for that, boss man.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank
love.
You.
Thank you. Who you be?
So yes, for sure.
One love, y'all. One love.
One love. One white. All right.
Baby.
Right. Yeah. Good mugga. I was not ready. I knew what he's capable of, but sometimes he surprises me just whoo, that was
no.
Cool.
Well, I knew you were coming
after that one. I thought we'd take a station identifier to let him know who's really doing this, you know, who's really laying it down tonight. All right. Here we go.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.
Baby, baby. Welcome back. Yes. Welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters. I think we are going to go back to our previous caller who was otherwise engaged. One of my favorite people, Mr. Metaphoria.
Thanks.
How are you this evening? Welcome.
Brother.
I'm real relieved now. You know, urination happens. You got to piss. You got to piss. I didn't see where the bathroom was here at the studio, so I just had to use my own. But, yeah, good to be back.
It's good to hear you.
I don't
you.
Know Welcome how I'm
brother.
Supposed to follow that shit I just heard, but here I am.
You know,
that's the word today.
When there's big shoes to follow, just take your socks off. Like he says, take your socks off.
Yeah,
get comfortable.
I take both of them off. Huh?
And bring it, yes.
Now, I did. I must say, I got to laugh at that one line when he was talking about deep-throating it. Wait a minute. But, okay, you know, hey. I get it.
He meant full-on, no holes barred, living and loving life. That's something that is, well... I know you bought something.
I do got a piece that I didn't get to write no new shit. This old piece, but it kind of has to do with what y'all talking about. So, you know, hopefully y'all enjoy it.
I mean, the priestess, we definitely love anything you wrote. We know what you capable, what you do. We know how you do it.
Okay.
So we're going to turn. Right. Yes. So we're going to turn the mic over to you, Dave. Thank you. The mic is yours.
All right. What ifs didn't exist? And we were not able to daydream away from the harsh truth of reality. The composition of tomorrow no longer constructed in ways we wanted it to be, for we were facing blind, unable to see the pain within, no longer able to pretend or imagine the ending of every fairy tale to be true. Imagine that. Imagine life without imagination. Imagine life without frustration. Imagine life without sinful temptations, but if what ifs didn't exist, there would be no hopes and dreams of bliss, just footsteps taken into the darkness of the unknown. What if? What if I shouldn't have? What if I should? What if I wouldn't have? What if I still could? These what ifs I'd surely miss if they didn't exist, because what if I never built enough courage to tell you I love you? What if the twinkling stars in the night sky never witnessed my touch travel beyond your thighs? What if the tear that fell from your eyes, we cultivated a next level culmination of us? Exchanged trust through not only lust but adoration. But what ifs didn't exist, and we were never able to plan this moment through anticipation of newly found sensation? What if? What if memories of yesterday failed to find tomorrow, leaving us void of past smiles as well as scars that prepare us for future journeys into the abyss of maybe? As maybe is to what if, just as possibility is to visions. And the foundation of visions is filled with intuitions compiled of what ifs. So if they didn't exist, would we? Would we even be a word or just a thought never heard, leaving you and I to simply be just that? Just simply you and I. If what ifs didn't exist, my tongue would be filled with questions of why the rose love story revealed its lie. As the thorn of reality pierced through each petal, leaving behind blood-stained remains of pain as reminders to beware where the garden grows. As the serpent still slithers, attempting to persuade the innocent to taste the forbidden. Yet one beautiful thing of what if is its ability to allow the mind to ponder without eternal worry of its disappearance. For what if can easily be transformed to when. And when we turn each and every what if into when, we will awaken from a peaceful slumber without worry or wonder. For we brought every what if we've ever questioned to fruition. The answers of life blow constantly upon the winds. So just think, what if we just listen? In peace.
Oh, my God.
All right, bro. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. It's the metaphor. You know, sometimes talking to you, you this laid-back dude that just, you know, you got your own sense of humor, and I love it. But then when you get into your poetry bag, it's like, where did this man come from? I love it. That was so dope. That was amazing. That
definitely
was amazing.
I'm
sitting here trying to write down lines, and I'm like, wait, no, I just have to close my eyes and just listen and let him rock out. And you definitely rocked that one out, for sure. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I appreciate you, brother.
You're welcome.
Appreciate y'all having me. And Joel, don't you be fucking up at the beginning of the show no more. You come on now, spot on. We ain't blaming her for nothing. You ain't got to take that blame.
Nah.
You are in the clear. It's
Joel Queen, Paul. Queen. I'm about to turn him into the court jester. You know what I mean? We ain't doing that tonight. Kalinda's back there waiting for you, man. Kalinda's back there waiting. Don't be causing no fights back there, neither. Because Brother Poetic is back there having a nice time. You know what I mean? So we're going to keep the vibes alive, brother.
I will go back and sit in the shadows in my quiet corner.
Yeah, and stop blaming King.
I will raise no hell. At least not for 5 minutes. So then I might start raising hell. But appreciate y'all having me.
We appreciate you too.
Continue to have a wonderful show.
We appreciate you. Thank you so much, Dave. Love you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Oh my gosh, I love that guy. That's Mr. Metaphoria.
Yeah, that's my dude.
Yes, Epiphany's own. He don't come in that often, but when he does, that poetry smokes every time.
Yeah, true fact.
Thank you for coming through. We appreciate you.
Definitely always appreciate him, man. Word.
Sure. Whew. This party going?
True facts. Let's get it.
All right, can we go from here? I mean, everybody's been so amazing. Let's take a look.
646.
All right. Area code 646. Who do we have on the mic with us tonight?
This is J. Rob, the wise son.
J. Rob, the wise son. Oh, my gosh. Good
evening
to you, and welcome.
Incomparable? That's not me, man. That's Dave.
You see what they came through now. With. You still had to, you the ringleader. We see how you get down. We know how you do.
Yeah, definitely. That's why I said what I said.
Your name,
Jay,
the wise son.
For people who don't know, wise son is because I was born with gray hair. And my grandmother said that anyone born with gray hair is born with wisdom. I'm the youngest of a whole lot of kids, so if I'm born with wisdom, then hopefully some days wise words are what are supposed to be spoken. And I'm hoping through these actions in poetry, that's what people get.
Exactly. We do also.
You do. You definitely do. You definitely inspire me every chance you get. You always come with good words of wisdom. And just listening to your shows and the feedback and the encouragement that you give young poets, I always say that I love you, Jay Rob. I appreciate you.
I appreciate y'all.
Love,
I'm just trying to help because my thing is trying to help poets the way people helped me when I was coming through. And I just hope that folks have people get what I got, and I just want to inspire people. I know sometimes I'm way too black for folks, but I can't help it.
No, you got to be your authentic self up in here. We love it. Every shade of J-Rob is loved and well-received.
Hey, like the cameo song, Skin I'm In. Yeah, I mean,
That part right there, bro.
For sure,
that
for
part.
Sure. All right.
So what are we talking about this evening?
We are breathing and living life. That's the topic. However, that, you know, you want to express
breathing and
that.
Living life.
Woo! Yes.
Well, then let me piggyback on what Van Meadows was spitting, because there's something in the air that still has a stench to it that unfortunately we have to continue to address until we get out of the matrix.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Hopefully this explains
it. Burn up.
All right. Well, when you're ready, the mic is all yours.
Cool. Before I get into my piece, let me explain something to all black people within the sound of my voice. Just because things happen to us in the past does not mean that it's not worth teaching your children today or worth you knowing for life. Because if you don't know your history, trust me, someone that don't look like you will write it for you and make you believe their version of your story. So stop turning a blind eye or turn away from viewing or learning black history in America because the damn truth hurts your ears and hurts your eyes. Because someday, when we die, your ancestors are going to ask you, what did you do with the freedom that they died for and gave you? I just hope you have an acceptable answer. Then, just maybe, you can tell me what language of the tears when they fall from your eyes as we constantly read constitutional lies, because being black in this country, being black is held back from unemployment and disenfranchisement. Black is redlined and marginalized voting rights and civil rights fights. Black is strange fruit being plucked from dead trees, buried in undiscovered grave sites that have government skyscrapers scraping over wooden coffins on top of them like the heavy foot of oppression that their grandchildren's merit would inherit. Black is a funky sing-along, jazz and R&B, hip-hop and house tunes and house music all night long. Black is the proliferation of blaxploitation like Shaft and Sweetback's badass song. Black is mambo, merengue, soca, bombo music. Black is purple rain that drops down from black faces like the tears of a clown while riding the midnight train to Georgia. Black is unfair housing. Black is not having a dime. Black is that bullshit that they got to convince is called black on black crime. Black is rhythm and blues and bada drum tunes. Black is poetry written and spoken. Black is Jim Crow's cancel culture. Black is the story in the beginning of the Bible. Black is spat poetry from shop poets. Black is local weed spots. Black is Uncle Nearest whiskey shots. Black is an unfair schism, because being black in this country is not having the answers to homegrown white boy terrorism and every inch of American racism. Black is civil rights movements when nobody want to be civil to the marches. Black is the right to want to be treated like a man. Black is pacified, bloody protest marches. Black is notice when there's always voting season. Black is manipulated emotions that taste like peppermint sticks to crying babies with sweet tooths. Black is what dad's hands look like after a hard day's work. Black is the easiest thing that we've ever done, and we're still proud. Black is hated skin that says sit in the back of the bus because up here there's no niggas allowed. Black is neo-soul music being played through the pain with wiped eyes through ripped shirts that sound better than classical symmetry. Black is our own love language cooked in old chicken grease that was on the stove with cornbread and collard greens and gravy. Black is who we have to be when it's hot, humid, and hazy. Black is, mind you, we wasn't called lazy during slavery, but black is who you have to be when you say prayers as you look into the heavens. Black is what I am while listening to whispers of ancestors trying to protect me when I want to scream off and pop off. And black is asking for that pop, and black is asking and demanding for the bullshit to stop. Black is asking against the law when the law has always been against us. Black is in unfair waves in the shallow waters of racism that drowned Emmett Till. Black is having to always be under attack just because you're fucking black. Black is having to live with other people's hate. Black are the reparations and crime bills that are still up for debate. In spite of all of the ahs, and in spite of all the oohs, being black feels like we always have to get up in the morning and start our day singing the no good nigga blues for the masses, even when they don't want us to own our masters. Black is wishing that this nightmare ends, because this version of the Matrix really fucking sucks. I'm done.
I just had to let that rest for a minute.
That yeah,
was
true.
J-Rob the Wise Son. Oh, my gosh. That was amazing.
Yo, bro, that was definitely fly, man. Dope. Yo, it took me back to 125th Street days, man, which you did that piece, man, where Harlem State Office building.
Yeah.
Took me right back in time to the 80s, early 80s, man. Like,
yeah, that's the early 80s joint. We used to go to that spot on 7th Ave to spit poetry, man. And
right.
You know what it
puts me in the mind of? The Against Bourgeois Art by Amiri Baraka. It's like, you know, celebrate your poetry, but don't forget that it is also a responsibility to pass on history and what we're talking about. And I love that. I really do. And how passionately you spit it. It was pure fire.
That's what I said. It took me back in time. You know what I said? I forgot it was 2022.
That's a heavy performance piece. And
yeah, man.
In some circles, this piece kind of makes people roll their eyes because people are like, you on that black shit again. But,
nah, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, this shit is dope, fly, and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? I love it. Wear it up.
It's don't aggravate somebody that it wasn't. This type of piece don't aggravate somebody that it wasn't well written, but this was definitely meant to aggravate some and inspire others. And I'm I'm uninspired by this. Sheesh.
Always.
Thank you, J-Rob. Thank you.
Appreciate you, brother. Love you.
My
man.
Gosh.
I appreciate you both. I truly appreciate you both. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Mm-hmm.
For real, thank you.
So before we let you go, J-Rob, you want to let us know what you have going on in the Epiphany Radio universe?
Oh, yeah. Yo, check this out.
Mm.
Y'all like hip-hop, right?
Yes.
Indeed.
On Thursday, I get to sit next to Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And on Thursday, we would like for you to take your top 100 hip-hop songs. Pick one, whatever your top hip-hop songs are, and write a piece to that. New school, old school. Some people say the best hip-hop was written in the 80s and 90s. Some people say the best hip-hop is now. Some people say the best hip-hop has yet to be written. And there's somebody out there that's going to be influenced by something that was said, going to be said, or is about to be written. Van Mellis and I would love to hear what's your top 100. Or give us, when we open your mic, give us five from your top 100 list. But write something to one of them that inspires you. Thursday night's going to be, it's the last Thursday
amazing.
Of the month before Memorial Day weekend. So let's kick off the summer right. By giving people poetry using the most dominant form of music that is on the planet that started in the streets of the South Bronx.
I love that. I love that topic. Oh, I'm definitely going to be front and center. I can't wait.
Yeah. So this is something there, you know. So like when – If you catch it with the metaphor, sort of when my man said, what did this cat say? He said, letting Michael remember the time and telling Madonna black love ain't a crime. So merging all those genres of music when you get them, hold the Prince hostage for the diamonds and pearls.
All right.
Now, unless you're a Prince fan, you're like, why would you hold Prince hostage? You're like, that's the song, y'all. Come on.
Yeah. And you hit on that, too, in your piece. You hit on what that's about in your piece as well. Yes, I caught that. That's a gem.
I don't know
if they caught that, but that was a gem. Well,
so that's
J-Rob,
what we're doing Thursday. Thank you.
We are definitely going to be there.
Hey, I'll be at the plantation, but I'm definitely going to try to slide through there, man. You know what I mean?
I'm writing something for this. I hope people will pretty much dig. So can't wait to hear y'all Thursday night, 9 o'clock on the Get Down.
All right.
We'll be there. Thank you so much for that.
Appreciate you, bro.
Love y'all.
Love
you
too. Man.
Thank you.
Well, you can step on back there, J Rob. You know what I'm saying? Your boys are back there. LaPrella Nugget's back there. We ain't got no refreshments or no food, but we got good music and we got good poetry tonight.
Hey, once you got a cold glass of water, you got me.
Oh, yeah, we definitely got that.
All right.
We privileged
y'all
have to
have a great
water.
Night.
You too. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Peace, y'all.
Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was J-Rob, the wise son. And I know that might be the reason he originally got his name, but he lives up to that name every time I hear him spit.
Yeah,
definitely
true facts. Like I said, this piece took me way back to, you know, my Harlem days when I, you know what I'm saying? So I resonated with that, you know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, shit.
That's what's up. It took you back to Harlem, huh?
Yeah, I time traveled for a second. You know what I mean? Almost forgot it was 2022. Thanks.
But well, let me see what you come up with for his show, because if you can't make it, I might have to show up with one of your pieces, because that's definitely your vibe. That's definitely your wheelhouse right there.
Oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know I'm going to lace up there. You know what I mean?
Okay, we're going to make it do what it do. All right, let's keep this party moving along. We have more callers in queue. Let's see who the next caller we have on the mic is. Area code 506. Good evening. Who do we have on the air with us tonight?
Lady A. How are
Lady
you?
Lady A. Good evening. Welcome.
Hey, how you
Welcome.
Doing?
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Right.
Great to have you. We are doing wonderful. Thank you so much for asking. It's good to have you on the air tonight.
Thanks. I feel a little not intimidated, but my poem is no match for the one that was read before, and it's open mic, is it not?
Yes, breathing and living life.
Yeah, breathing and living life. Ball.
All right.
Right. So in whatever perspective you come from, that's the beauty of it, is it leaves it open to interpretation.
Yeah.
And I feel like everyone's bringing heat to the topic from a different perspective. So we welcome your perspective as well.
Thank you. I wrote one not that long ago, and it's called Don't You Know? And it was based on some lyrics from Dire Straits, a Romeo and Juliet song, and which is what inspired me to write this. And it's called Don't You Know?
Okay, that sounds beautiful. When you're ready. The mic is all yours.
Thank you. Veiled by the dark of night, cloaked like a jilted lover, unable to breathe, paralyzed by the beauty of her. Love struck, heartstrings plucked, courage in pocket tucked. Poetry written divine, given to her while stars align. Waiting is hard to do, don't you know I love you? It's meant to be. This, you and me, ice is broken, now you've spoken. Your heart belongs to me, I don't care who disagrees. Cummings said, oh, I carry your heart, I carry it in my heart. Wrong side of the tracks, forbidden love, what you gonna do about that? Warriors of love go to battle against the world. Prove them wrong, baby, we are meant to be, there is no maybe. The beauty of love. Not all understand. Not all have love's brand. My life was left behind. I believed you. I was blind. You promised you'd wait for me. So together we would be. I love you still. Every night I cry. You lied. Cherished, darling, I look to the sky. Your eternity since you died. And poem.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That was
okay. All right. I'm digging that.
Pulled
I'm
at my heart. That was amazing. Oh.
Yeah,
Lady Anne, I love your pieces so much. There's a line in there, you say, your heart belongs to me. I don't care who sees. I love that. It's like a other side of the tracks sort of love affair.
Yeah. You definitely got a way of presenting your poetry. You know what I mean?
You do.
So we appreciate you coming through. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're more than welcome. All right, King. King, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. You want to skip Lady A to the lounge?
I think, no doubt. Well, now, Lady A, we don't have any food back there, and we don't have any alcohol beverages, but we have some cold water, and we got nice music, and we still had the poetry forum open here. You can hear the beautiful people spitting their nice pieces. So stick around, you know what I mean?
Thank you. My rebel.
All right, now. We appreciate you coming through. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Lady A, the beautiful melancholy piece. Oh, pulled at my heartstrings for sure.
You know what, Queen? I feel like we should go on to another song right now. You know?
Another song? All right, I got you. I got you. I got
I know you do. I got you too. You know what I mean? So let's get
all
it.
Right. I'm trying to stall. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Lay your face on the pillow. Push the covers with baby. I can't take my eyes off you. We both know what we came in for. The way the truth and the lie. Should you lead, I will follow.
Tonight, just in case you are listening online, I just want to remind you to call in number is 319-527-6300 and just hit 1 to be heard. Tonight, we are breathing and living life. And so far, the perspectives on that topic and the poetry that it has brought about has been nothing but fire. And I don't think it's going to end. We have another caller on the line. Are you ready to take the next caller?
Let's bring the call in.
All right. It is a Tiffany's phone. I am
in.
What up, yo?
What's going on? I was not ready.
I'm like, you're not ready.
I was lollygagging and gallivanting.
lollygagging and gallivanting at the same time.
I'm not really supposed to. Hey, good people. Hey, King and Queen, how are you? How you doing?
We are chilling, man.
You know what I'm saying? Just glad to be here.
It's always a good stuff. King out of that.
Yes. Yeah.
No doubt, man. We still in the mix of this retrograde, but we just happy to be here with our mindset. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Of course.
All right. Well, tonight we are talking breathing and living life, Mahadi. You have a piece you'd like to share on that?
That's an interesting thing. Breathing, yeah. Because I'm out the gate. I'm doing a lot better. Just that little aggravating. Yeah, I said, no, I'm breathing good. It's just that little aggravating, you know, that little aggravating, like, cough you got to go through. You know, and everybody's going to be okay, but it's like throwing, flame throwing. So I didn't know what I was going to do. Like, so I was swaddling. I was sitting there. I didn't know because I didn't know I was at me too. I can try something.
Gonna try something. When you're ready, it's all yours.
Hold on, let me just make sure. Let me get myself ready. Okay, let's try this out. I think I did this before, but I'm gonna try it again. All right, hold on. So if it's too loud. Is it too loud?
No. Not too loud to me. Is it too chain?
No, you good.
We are taught so many things wrong. The ignorance in our upbringing, we are taught to believe that the weakness of our skin and not the strength of our convictions. We are taught to believe that money and not the strength of our spirit, that our hands are greater than the elements, that we are greater than the wind, stronger than any courage, that we are greater than the birth of this earth, forgetting that when our bodies die, we return to dirt. This word crafted by God, given in love, spake soul into the representation of the earth, for our birth, showed us our worth, that God gave favor that we should savor the breath of light. This first teaching, the understanding of oneness of all things, how you are the living representation of the world you walk in, the craft of the earth, your body, the wind, your lungs, speak forth of your body as blood, an ocean. Pushed by a molten core, electric fire of a beating heart in the seat of your soul, two eyes to see the physical plane, the third eye to see spiritually. This with two ears to hear the love of the wind, two eyes to see the wonder of the seasons, and to this body to understand the reasons of this love granted, and a mouth to speak back to the love given, to soothe, to groove, the Arcadian rhythm of drum that beats at the center of your chest, the bless that comes with open arms, the understanding that this love is the greatest, the love and the blessing that one could ever bestow. It is the heart of you, the drum, the sum of rhythm and heartbeats that touch the soul. Your soul don't run. We, the original breakdancers, backspinning bodies twisted into 16 bars, mistaking whack MCs as stars when there's no relation to the constellations. The drum is a sure bet, sunrise, the sunset. The drum is the morning prayer. And I ask God to help me look for the perfect beat. The heart of my heart is the pounding of a djembe. The cowbell stings my soul. I allow my legs to dance. Play this in a hood. I dare you to not hear the motherland restrained by indoctrination, nor knowing that your mother is calling you. Don't lack. Come in. Come back. Feel the drum in the arch of your back. Feel the thump in the dip of your hip. Know that this rhythm is eternal. It is the soul of our people. It is the heart and the soul of you. Dance.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Dance. Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah.
Anytime I think, as soon as I think you're in some sort of a box, you just kick your way out of it. That was amazing.
Indeed, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. You always come through, bro. Word up. I'm saying.
Oh, my gosh. Even in your recovery, we appreciate that. That was dope. That was dope. It was different than what I've been noticing lately. You've been, like, spreading your wings out of the element that you are most known for is King Trip. And I'm like, I'm it's just still so, whatever it is, I've never seen anything that you brought that wasn't beautiful. Even if it was sad, it's beautiful. Even if it's inspiring, it's, all right, I can go on, but I'm not gonna. I love that. That was really dope. Thank you.
What'd you say, kid?
No, I was saying you always bring it out, bro. You know what I'm saying? No matter what condition you be in or how you feel and anything, whatever type of, you know what I'm saying, poetry you be, you know what I'm saying, you be spitting. You always just,
right.
You know what I'm saying, knock it out the box. Word. The
diverse
Iron
box, Man. Man. Iron Man. Iron Man. That's what the band calls.
That's all I can do is try. That's it.
Well, that's what's up, man.
Oh, that was perfect. For sure, for sure. And before we let you get out of here, let us know what you have going on tomorrow night on the Epiphany Radio Universe.
And I'm glad you asked me that question, because tomorrow is 102.0. We are doing the Lord Kiss. We have five incredible, beautiful drawings that do this erotic poetry thing, and there's five of them, and it's going to be terrible, and they're going to talk to the show. Kiss, I advise you to come over to the show. I advise you come over to the show, you know. I know you're away, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, listen in, get your ears filled with the proper amount of filthiness that you need in order to enjoy yourself. That's what I want to tell you. You go for Mike. Show is 2 hours. We just going at it like mad, wild, crazed, incredibly erotic creators that are going to be saying some things that are going to be incredible. And I know certain people have been waiting for this show to unleash on people. So, hey, be at the ready. It's about to go down.
Oh, I will.
I'll be playing a little. I got a nice little commercial I made. I'm going to play it in the morning. We're like, yeah, sweet enough to this thing. He's like, why didn't you play last night? I said, because it's not the same thing. I said, you won't remember last night, but if you remember it in the morning, you'll be like, yo, I got to do this. Trust. It'll be good. But thanks for having me. Thanks for the space. Thanks for the Kids and Kids Quarter. Fly Stuff Only. Love it. Give me Radio Universe.
Hold on, my mic, bro.
Fly Snowly.
Going out into that back room, brother.
I'm just saying, flash it on.
Yes. One love, one mic, Robbie.
One love, one mic, bro.
Flash it on.
I love it.
Flash it.
Wow.
Flash it.
Flash it.
Be straight wowing. Word up.
It's that hour. It is 10:35.
Queen, I know you got another piece in the chamber. You know what I mean?
Do I have another piece in the chamber?
Of course you do.
Let's see what I got. Let's see. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I've been too engulfed in all of the poetry to prepare any poetry.
All right. Well, I got us on it.
Okay. All right. Thank you. The mic is yours.
This piece I titled My Mother's Son. Keep your thoughts to self. Mind your fucking business. If you're not a part of this, then stay away from interest. Cut those wings that fly if you want to get high. Roll you dirty, do you dirty, then watch you slip and slide. Rub shoulders with locals. I've been paying attention. My delivery within ability, open to all that listen. Back to that oven shit. Don't even need oven mitts. If you ask for the lift, I can Uber around your aura quick. Move without motion, tie your emotions to your heart. Leave King the fuck alone before you become a mark. Dot on the blackboard, one left on the seesaw. Push you on a swing so high you might enter God's door. After you come down and the chains shake your physical, another way to get rid of you, have your character ridiculed. Unless you fall back and chill, then spin the wheel. Keep your feelings to yourself and relax because I'm ill, King.
You know what? You showing out tonight. You are showing out tonight.
A little something.
Why are you showing out? Why are you
Thank
showing
you, Queen.
Out?
I have something in the archive.
I think
you know what I mean? You know, I just came from vacation, so you know.
Yeah.
That's that North Carolina shit. You know what I mean? Word.
Oh, okay. I feel you. You know what? I got the perfect song to play after that. You want to hear it?
No doubt. Let it be.
All right. This is off that new Kendrick Lamar album, Mr. Morale.
All right.
Here we go.
Taking my baby to school, then I pray for it. Cause you bitches, they never been cool. Writing testament, painting pictures, put me in the Louvre, that's a definite. Universal ship, I'm in the school. A celebrity do not mean integrity, you fool. I'm a good man, shake your hand, firm grip, fool. 72 wins, lost 10, balling with the flu. More than 2 M's, for sure, but add another 2. Little man, the big man, the GT down, flipping the kickstand, fool. Bitch nigga, broke phone. Trying to keep the balance, I'm staying strong. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Hey, bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting. Bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting. Morality to wait, feedback on low latency. I'm glitching from the face, that's my thoughts grow sacredly. I'm running out of space, ask when is she okay? Never mind a 100K, why you lying on Benjamin? He turning in his grave, I'd be lying if I said I wouldn't get a shit away. The aloof Buddha, I'm Christ with a shooter. Pray to Muhammad, I might make a loser. AP, Michael Friedman, my friend's cooler. Primary soda resale, face stupid. I would never love my life on a computer. IG, I get you life for a chikabuya. More power to ya. Love him from a distance. Why you always in the mirror more than the bitches? And my cousin tried to sue me like he got the privilege. But I didn't lose sleep cause I got the spirit. Hey, rich nigga, broke phone. Tryna keep the balance, I'm staying strong. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Hey, bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting. Bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more. Frat brother, real nigga, that brother. We just up the score, give me that brother. Spirit medium, my own rap brother. We headed there now, are you strapped brother? Hey, peacemaker, but I'm not naive brother. Hey, gotta watch your homies and police brother. Hey, cloud chasing, hell of a disease brother. I'm fasting, 4 days out the week, brother. I pray to God that you realize the entourage is dead. I pray to God that you not lagging when you off the med. I pray to God she know them Cabo trips don't last forever. Bitch, you argue with her mama, go and get them kids. I pray to God you actually pray when somebody dies. Thoughts and prayers, way better off timelines. False claiming, not cute, I'm mortified. The new earth in high pursuit, 200 lives. Bitch nigga, broke phone. Trying to keep the balance, I'm staying strong. Stop playing with me before I turn to a song. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a zone. Hey, bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting. Bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting.
Welcome back to Epiphany Radio's Kings and Queens Quarters. I'm your host, Zuina, a.k.a. Queen Simmons, and I'm joined by my co-host, King Atterbury. King, you still with me, my love?
I'm right here, right here, right here.
All right, all right. Well, the time is now 10:49. Just want to let anyone listening in online know that if you would like to take the mic tonight and share some of your poetry or just give a little shout out, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and just press that number 1 to be heard. All right.
Uh-huh.
All right, King. I have a piece I'd like to read. I'm going to change the vibe up a little bit.
All right, that's what's up.
All right. This poem is called Insomnia and Mingus.
Oh. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Hello, old friend. Agreed and understood through chagrin and stoic glances, because today didn't really go so well and it doesn't give second chances. And faces luna pitched and primed and skin of goose flesh. Pleasantries are not necessities. You love it when I'm just a mess. As we settle in familiar and comfortable, just you and I, hours as stolen as crime. Regret and loneliness play pork pie hat as days and nights intertwine. Feeding these feelings unrivaled by any other thing at any other time. No babies crying, no house to wash. The time is all mine. And I share it with you like tomorrow will never come, with a fervent, passionate presence making light of tomorrow's sun. Till the children come a-knocking and the busy schedules do, I'll part ways with all my Sundays for a dance, just me and you. Save the coffee for a time when blood ain't rushing to my head. Save the common sense for Tuesdays, I don't want to go to bed. Let's count stars with bare toes, chase the angels with our minds. With our hands, let's weave a story of the most clandestine kind. Yes, old friend, I'm back here. Without a thought, not one regret. You know better than to remind me that I should have never left. Because the daytime is for them, and 2 a.m. is all I get. And it's magical and wonderful. Its possibilities unequivocal. And the feeling that it gives me unrivaled by any other thing. That's that piece.
Okay, Queen. All right.
Thank you.
Give you yours. Truly yours.
I appreciate it.
Put your pieces on. You know what I mean? You always
thank
come with
you.
So much
thank
passion.
You.
Word.
Thank you.
Definitely,
I appreciate that.
Definitely welcome.
All right. So the time is now 10:44.
All right.
What should we? I think we've
open up the lines.
Open up the lines.
Open up the lines.
Let's see. Alright, let's see. So you want to do a speed round is what you're saying?
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay. And what's the topic of the speed round?
Anything.
And all right, so it's open
you.
Mic, stay around, open mic.
Yeah, that's what it's called, do all right. You.
Okay. All right, we're going to open up these mics. We have Poetic, we have La Perla Negra, we have the boss man himself.
All right.
For Real the Poet, we have Lady A. I think we may have lost, but we have, looks like we have a few. Let me take a look here. Area code 501. Area code 501.
How you doing? Hello, how you doing? It's Buford Rodane. How you doing?
Yo, what up? What's the deal?
Welcome.
Man, I heard about y'all show down here in Oklahoma, and they said, hey, Buford, your poetry's so good, you should just call in and go ahead and wow with it a little bit.
Yes, for sure. We are definitely welcome here. We appreciate that. Thank
indeed.
You for joining us.
Thanks.
Yeah, y'all show's made it down here. You know, me and the wife in the hall, we're sitting here. We're just listening to a little bit of good poetry.
Oh, wow. Well, we appreciate you for listening. Thank you so much.
Yes,
tonight.
Indeed.
Hey,
yeah.
Sir, how you doing today?
I'm good money. Good money up in here. You know what I'm saying? King and Queen's quarters. We always sitting on the throne, brother. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, I think you guys are great.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. Definitely.
For sure. For sure. So tonight the conversation is about breathing and living life. And whatever poetic perspective you like to bring to that, we are welcoming you. You have a piece that you'd like to share with us?
I think I got a little something here. I'll go ahead and pull it on up right to Millie.
Okay. Well, when you're ready, the mic is all yours.
All right. Thank you very much. Talk to me nice as I take your picture so my lens can see your eyes smile as it studies the conception of your reflection from its inverted perception. You are my heaven slice of section. Hit the lens with a look from a puzzling or perplexing question. The strobe blows as you keep guessing. A riddle at the end of your eyes as your brow scrunches, your shoulder hunches. Now I'm taking your photo in bunches. Be bashful. Play pickable with the lens. But if you turn away, look back again to be assaulted by strobes. Give the lens your seduction. Blow a kiss that looks like suction. Animal attraction. Come across the floor scratching, snarling, and growling in carnal destruction. As I take your picture, boom.
All right, Mr. Bodine, a.k.a. Just Jay. You had me going there for a minute.
Yeah, definitely so. I knew the voice sound for me. I couldn't catch it at first.
Right.
You know what I mean?
As soon as you went into
like,
your
who
seat,
do I know
like,
in Oklahoma
no
style
way.
Like this?
I don't know.
There's
no
way that's anybody else but Just Jay.
But everything I said is true. I love the show.
Thank you. We appreciate it. I'm starting to see, and I'm like, either it's a Just Jay or Just Jay impersonator, because there's no way that's another human being. Your style is
yeah. Now, you don't know which,
and we
Bodine
love it.
Sound like now.
Oh, no, there's no way Bodine ain't coming in and say something about his hat.
Yeah, well, as soon as you just start spitting that poetry, I would already know who it was on that. You know what I mean?
Right.
All right, well, I just wanted to go ahead and give y'all a little flyby, man. I appreciate y'all bringing me on here and everything. I got in a little late, but I'm here for the duration now.
Oh, we appreciate
good,
you for
brother.
Coming
we
in.
We appreciate you. Word up.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You
yes,
so
ma'am.
Much. We're going to do a speed round in just a few, so if you don't mind, you mind standing by?
Yes, ma'am, I will.
Okay, thank you so much. Hold on 1 second. I think we have another caller in the queue, and I think we should give them the mic before we take on the speed round. Let's see, who else do we have here? Area code 504. Area code 540. Who do we have on the mic?
Mr. Automatic Charismatic.
Mr. Automatic Charismatic, welcome back to the
bro.
Show.
No doubt.
Hey, how y'all doing? Fine.
We are doing great. Great to hear your voice. How are you?
I'm just taking it easy. Enjoying my day off.
Till your day off. All right. Well, I'm glad
yeah.
you could cut out a little time to spend with us tonight. Tonight's topic is breathing and living life. Do you have a piece on that topic you'd like to share with us?
I can freestyle off of it.
All right. Oh, yeah, definitely. Hit us with one of your beautiful freestyles. All right. When you're ready, the mic is all yours.
All right. Breathing, living life, okay. As I take a deep breath, I keep going till I have nothing left. In this world of society, in the world of things not going quietly, you see, I have to face my demons going through each region, living in the life of a struggle, spotting in my ways to hustle. You see, I live and I just breathe again. I stay focused. I'm not in the land of a hopeless. This is a time and essence. I gotta keep living. I gotta keep breathing. I gotta set my life to another higher limit. Changing the situation. Praying about it. Not trying to be praised. Not trying to live a life astray. I go in a life of a day-to-day basis, chasing the dream, building up my self-esteem. If you've been there, you've seen it there. You've seen the life of the matter, the open chapter. That's my book. So now you've read it. Now you've been fed. Yeah, I'm just living, breathing, taking a deep breath. Taking a deep breath. Taking more of a deep breath. Because I'm driving through an intersection. My words connect value. You see all of me. Read to read. Now it's just something that I proceed. So once I take a deep breath, so as I live, as long as we can live together in harmony, we can all breathe again in a peaceful nation. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the lyrical entity, gives in the moment if I can drive.
Whoa.
Okay, okay.
Whoa, amazing.
Laying it down,
right.
Bro, laying it down.
Yes, you did. Oh, wow. Thank you so much for that piece, Mr. Automatic Charismatic.
Thank you, brother. Thank you very much.
You having a speed round?
Yes, we are having a speed round. You going to stand by?
I'm going to stand by.
All right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to call the name in order of everyone that's going to be joining with us, and you're going to follow that person. So first up on the mic is going to be Poetic. Next up is going to be you, King.
Okay.
Next would be the Perla Negra. Next would be the Boss Man. Then we have Lady A. And then we have Just J. And after Just J is going to be you, Autumn. Okay? Everyone ready?
Oh, yeah.
No doubt.
All right. Poe, take it from the top.
I want to swim nude in your oasis, drink sexy from your chalice, while my lips quiver while whispering your name, have my heart erect desire burn with the passion of your flame. I know your erotic love zone needs to be moistened, while each and every drop of your raindrops glisten upon my skin. That's when my eyes will dance in the moonlight of your wetness, while taking you through your completeness, wishing your shower of heaven would last a lifetime. Like I've been sentenced to an erotic crime, of feeling your sexy vibrations mixed with mouth-watering incantations that have me saying your name loudly with life-changing affirmations proudly. You make me want to drown in your pool, moisturize my beard in the depth of your God-given aloe vera, and watch you rule. Rule the king with your queen prowess, imagining you locking up me, release until you're ready to witness the exchange of bodily liquids that happens with satisfying oral and physical pleasure that becomes so sacred that Nefertiti would consider sharing her wealth for a seat at the table where we feast and dine on each other and then take a deep breath. Because the sensual energy being harnessed and needs to be released
so you and I can melt in a pool of lover's brew and I stir into you. Then we get the chance to taste each other. Just taste the significance of our Kama Sutra off each other. Poetic.
True indeed. Heard they won't really love you the same until you're gone. Any place I make warm with an overextended arm. Forget killing the charm, shit is bomb, don't be alarmed. Enjoying peace, love, and happiness, king is reborn. Built off jagged edges in life, you goddamn right. Without having an issue that whistle and breaks life. Where you were before the door is starting to close. Whatever path I choose or chose, I have no overload. Place of introduction and function without the block. Why would I stop reaching the top? I see the ops. I'm filled with endurance, only insurance policy is God. The presence is so hard, I pray for all of my squads. My only intent to raise the roof doing the things that I feel up to. Ain't worry about fools, I'm just checking the news. Don't think about your special, there's other women that's forbidden. Act wisdom chilling, position risen of hidden. King.
La Perla Negra.
Dear future king, though many desire to sit upon your throne, this spot is designed for royalty. So I clear the path for you to claim your seat. Rest assured, I am your lady in waiting. Patient as ever to greet you in your royal chambers as thoughts of you bring fantasies and feelings of pleasantries through my body, these locks were grown for your fingers to run through. You are my king. And it doesn't matter what road you choose to travel, inevitably we are destined to be. See, everyone is meant to be with somebody, and you are the match to my royalty. I am your queen. So understand that I've loved you before time even began, and Mother Nature spoke to the wind. And with all the obstacles we faced and worked our way through and overcame, they were just the twists and turns of our puzzle pieces. We were learning to fit together while being molded fit together. Dear future king, know that when you get here, your crown will fit perfectly. And bow down. This is your coronation. A time for elation. We celebrate you. Wise beyond your years, yet open to continuously gain knowledge. Beyond all doubt, beyond all fear, you've proven yourself. Now step into your power and take your rightful place, my future king. Your kingdom awaits. Thank you.
Boss man.
Oh, Miss Pearly, I'm feeling you. Feeling me. Hey. As you enter where I be, standing in forbidden places of me, threatening me with this scripted script, deceiving me. Am I here?
Yes, technical difficulties keep.
Yeah, standing in the forbidden places of me, threatening me with this scripted striptease, teasing me on purpose and deliberately. Okay, well, take it off then, Miss Pearly. Remove what you choose. Touch me, but first touch me from distance. Perform. Perform for me, seductive. Play in my mind with those lips until I'm fully erected. Walk barefoot through my cranium. Step softly through stiffened cerebellum. Stance for me. Sensually touch me. Telepathically move me without touching me. Telekinesis me. Lift me. Make me see the unseen things only dreamed. Hypnotize me. Let's leave this room, escape these walls, the floors and ceiling. Let's travel Make love to my mind before you touch me. Then let me walk into your fantasy. Slip into your mind, take you from behind. Play in the nakedness of your forever wantings. Run hardened fingers down your every longing. Hum melodies of passions in the wetness of ears, heated in anticipation, ready to hear. The moans from this tongue, moans and groans, mental love making songs, tracks, breakbeats, heart beatings, clips, ass claps, this mental massage on repeat, skip, 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 while I'm slapping that, ooh, your bra still on. I close my eyes and with these teeth, my mind's eye, I remove it. I take it off. They bounce, shimmy, and shake. They ripple those little caramel nipples. Let's dance. As they dance, move in rhythm, same time, same pace. Travel, feet from gravity out of space. Lift off again and again and again to the same beat. Turn things up, accelerate Earth's atmosphere. Let's escape mentally. Touch me mentally. Mentally touch me as I mentally squeeze the shit out of your mental ass cheeks. Spasms, I'm having them mentally on purpose as you lay beneath me, purposefully, completely spent in my cranium, mentally massaging me, physically now feel me. Feel me as I enter where you be. For real. Unstrained, stiffened, throbbing veins, heated, holding back the release of these milky things. I'm a sperm whale. Sea men love mermaids. That was silly. Mentally, I giggle. I love the way that you lay, the way we play, hide and seek, meet the meat after we fuck mentally, sucking feverishly, touching, holding, letting go, releasing, uninhibited is this grip that you have on me as we touch, fuck, and make love mentally. Oh, I'm feeling you as you enter where I be, standing forbidden places, in the forbidden places of me, touching me mentally, for real.
Sheesh. Ooh, Lady A.
Yeah, it's out there. She's still there.
Lady A, are you with us?
Sorry. Yes. Windblown, bare, nearly broke, covered by nature's ermine coat. Beaded velvet glistens, all the forest listens, flanked by evergreens, furs of emerald scene. Pleated, pointed pyramids wonder as they ponder, what must it be like to be so cold at night? No needles, she is stark, only smoke gray quilted bark. Diamonds float from sugar clouds as icy prisms sing out loud. Platinum jewels blanket ground, opals pearls like eiderdown. Curled around her trunk of rings with silky hair, she awaits her king. And crescent moon gleams on her face where she lays in snow-white lace. Evergreens shiver, unaware as he comes down the floating stairs. Crisp, cold winds now abate. Instead, love poems they narrate.
Yes, Jay.
There's a crystal clarity to love when love is pure. Love can cure a heart of ill-gotten groove that it receives in the course of trusting, in the course of lusting, landing softly or crashing and combusting. Love can be like a perfect gem, a diamond of the highest quality. It is something too rich for me to have, not. For you see, this is my dirge about how I'm in love with love, and will make excuses for her, take abuses from her, colluded with her and ran ruses for her. Oh, how I drank till drunk from the slipper of her, drinking a tall chalice of her delectable nectar, as I fondly reminisce of how I wish I had never smelled her, of how I wish I had never helped her, how I wish I had never held her close to my chest just so she could infect me by injecting me with this insatiable hunger, lingering longing of wanting to be longing to her. And she simply spurns my advances, but I will not give up. I shall track her, place wanted posters of her, and pursue love as a bounty hunter pounding the pavement like a master metal worker, beating iron from its ore, encasing my core, making a finely crafted shell for my heart, so I may brave the fury of her blast furnace and reach my hands deep into the flames and seize love gently by the tips of her fingers, enduring her burning heat until our bodies are fused as alloy, being refined in her forge. As my luggage is melted away and the impurities in my fat are evaporated, leaving the lean man that you see before you today, recharging me to the full, transforming me to the man who accepts love's labor as a joyful slave, who leaves his heart open wide and unprotected, enduring the pain of being singed by love's flames. And she shoves me away, pulling her boat from her quiver. Surely tonight she intends to overkill, bending her bow at me in malice, because love had taken aim, and like a pluck from a violin string, her arrow flies, piercing me in the chest, and... But I live to tell the tale of love's warrior gladiator poem.
Mr. Automatic.
As I reach out, world that sees me, open up the key to your heart. You will never be apart. That is my promise. I will never show a world of dishonesty. I want my love to melt in your hand. Can you understand the comprehension? Can you understand the vision? My love is not a prison. As a matter of fact, my love is free. You will be mine in the sunshine. We be a us, we be a we. And my time is protecting you, loving the value of your heart, not ripped, only equipped. I want to melt all your thoughts with love. I want to melt all your thoughts with trust. I need you to spill out your love for me as I spill out my love for you. I want to go all in all angles. I want to go ahead and take some of your sample, because it's you and I. We qualify. Open your eyes, and you'll see that I'm made for you, you're made for me. It's all that carrots make a little glitch, take his in, I'm all in, pipe and dry.
All right. This is called Me and Mr. Jones Got a Thing Going On. Or do we? Will we? Does he really want me or what he thought I'd be? His memory of the old me, he sucks off his fingers, sweet and sticky, because we all know that everything tastes better with a little nostalgia drizzled on it. He wants to take a sip, but my cup is half empty while his cup runs over. But damn, I want to be rescued. Running a fast race at a slow pace. What is this place I'm calling reality right now? Finding places to tuck away the novelties and rugs to sweep the discrepancies. But none of this feels real to me or as tangible as I want it to be. I'm loving the idea of love too much to make sense of this. So much flattery, it's about to get the better of me, yet it would be a tragedy not to explore the possibilities. Maybe I just stick my toe in. My innermost proclivity says, look at this thing rationally. Curiosity is getting the better of me. Well, maybe I'll just go in waist deep. If I allow my flesh to speak, its words would drip off therapy and tell me it's my tendency to check this man out physically, mentally, emotionally, take all he's got to give to me. And that's that piece.
Yeah, great speed, man.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Oh, my gosh. I could hardly contain myself through the whole round. Poetic, La Perla Negra, Boss Man, Lady A, Just J, Mr. Automatic, Charismatic, and, of course, you, King. Thank you guys so much for joining us. That was amazing. Thank you.
Thank everybody. Yeah. Tonight. Living life.
All right. Thank you, guys. One love, one mic.
Love, one mic.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was another lovely edition of the Kings and Queens Quarters. King, you have anything you want to say to the people before we get out of here?
Yeah, I just want to say peace, love, and happiness. You know what I mean? All across the board.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And join us back here next Monday at 9 p.m. on the King and Queens Quarters, where we'll have another, you know, topic that you can bring your own perspective to, and we love to hear what you guys have to say. And again, tomorrow night on the Poetry Corner on the Let's Talk Network, join us over there. Keep the party going. And we're sharing some poetry on the virtual platform, on the YouTube platform. All right? Anything else you want to add, King, or are you ready to take us out?
Nah, you already summed it up. You know what I'm saying? Take us out with a nice song. You know what I mean? Keep the vibes alive.
All right. Let's take a look here and see what we get.
Do you? 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 Do Thank you.